Alrighty, it's time for a fish report. Leaf, it's been a while. I know some of the things we talked about are probably, you know, passe. Some of the things are going to be the same. We got lots of insects being hatched out. The river's probably coming down a little bit.
Oh, yeah. You know, like a river, it's an ever-dynamic and changing situation, man. And it is definitely changing up. And it's getting better every day. Been getting into some really nice-sized fish. Cutties, cutbows, all the above, with some friends, with some clients, and even with my boys. We've been having a really good time out there. And, you know, it's just kind of one of those things where both are really good right now. If I had my dream day, what I would do is I would hit the lake real early, and I would work, you know, the chironomid and the bloodworm until about 10, you know, and if I was going to stay there all day, I'd work that damsel hatch until 2. But I'd probably be itching to hit the river about midday, and that's probably about the time to hit that too. And you know, that's been all about the stoneflies lately, and a little bit about the dry flies. And you just kind of got to wait until after about 2, when the water and the fish get a little bit of sun on their back.
Mm-hmm. I presume that since you've been going out with clients and so on, you've been drifting a little bit. Is there still some good options for folks who don't have boats?
Oh, you bet, you bet. You know, I mean, right now, it's almost just equaled out, because just like when it's super low, when it's super high, it comes down to types, very specific types of holes and stretches. So you just, if you can cherry pick in your car, you might just hit more holes than a guy in a boat can. When I'm when I'm floating from Winthrop to Twisp, I'm really focusing right now on just, you know, maybe 6 or 7 holes. We'll still hit the stuff that looks good as we're going by, but I'm spending my time in just a handful of spots.
Okay. So yeah, you might actually get there a little quicker if you're on the road and just dropping in here, there, and everywhere.
Just be careful wading. You know, there's no way to cross still.
Yeah.
And I'm just wet wading. If you do wear waders, you might want to wear a life jacket, because the moment you go in, those things are going to fill and be a heavy bucket around your shoulders. But you know, the tributaries are fishing well, especially the Twisp is always one of my favorite earlies. But man, you know, the Methow is where I've caught most of my fish so far. And like I say, still the Stillwater performing well. Damsel hatch is the highlight from 10 to 2, and then kind of dies off. The fish are being a sucker for a bloodworm right there at Little Twin. And yeah, it's just time to get out there.
Okay. Are there any other lakes that we haven't mentioned a while that maybe you've got word on or been up to?
Yeah, you know, one I keep on kind of kicking myself for not mentioning is Rat Lake. You know, it's one of your few chances to go after a nice brown trout in a public lake. And there's still every opportunity or every chance that there are still brook trout up in Mouse Pond. That's, you know, if you go down to Brewster and up into Rat Lake there, a lot of the time I like to take a canoe, a pram, or a John boat that's small enough that I can make that short, like 20-yard portage between Mouse Pond and Rat Lake. And and that can produce the trifecta there if you're lucky.
Covering the rodents today with mouse and rat.
Yeah, well, if you want to check out any more about what we got going on, we got our blog there at the Fly Fishers Pro Shop. Methow Fishing Adventures will let you know what we got going on and let you know how to have some fun out there on the water. And hey, everybody have fun, enjoy the sun, and fish on.
I think you got a client trying to get hold of you.
It's a busy time of the year, Don.